Blog Talk Radio.
You may think that it's over, that your life is done.
The best is yet to come.
Don't sweat the challenge, your battle's already won. Listen, y'all. See, God writes the end before the story begins. Oh, he told me to tell you the best
is yet to come.
As the author of your faith, he wrote a provision for you to win. You're a winner, you're a winner, you're a winner.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
I don't care what people told you, you ain't seen them.
You ain't seen your best days.
Oh, well, my brother.
Your best
what you know?
Your best
oh,
best
yes.
Yes.
Oh, oh, oh.
You ain't seen your best day.
Would
yet.
You deposit this word in your heart?
You ain't seen your best day. Yet.
No, 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 no. It's not too late for you to start. Is on the way. I see you eagle. I see you flying high. Ooh, you ain't seen nothing. You ain't seen nothing. You ain't seen nothing. I know you may think that you have, but God told me to tell you. You gotta keep on fighting. Keep on praying. You ain't seen nothing.
You are now listening to Dr. Lawrence D. Smith, the host of the Dr. Lawrence Show, the real relationship guru with no limits.
Good evening, everybody. I'm so glad to be with you today. And it's a wonderful, wonderful day. It's a terrific Tuesday. And we want to make sure we have an awesome time tonight on the show. This is Dr. Lowe's show. And we're so excited to come to you on Tuesday night. It is what we call Terrific Tuesday. And we have some hot topics tonight to talk about. The Dr. Low Show is where D-Da is the real relationship guru with no limits. And we're going to talk about some things tonight. And hopefully you'll be make sure you're a part of it by calling in with any comment or question. And the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Go to the web link, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. So we look forward to you making contact with us as well. If you also want to tweet the show, you have that same opportunity by making sure you tweet us at the Doc Low Show at LorenzaDSmith15, or go to our parent group, which is at Talking Real to You or at Talking Sports Plus with the number one. We got an exciting show tonight, and I have my expert, one of my experts on with me tonight. I'm so glad to have her on here tonight. Also, we have two other invited experts that are always invited to the show to come and share their expertise. But I want to introduce this young lady because we got a text from her, email from her, and I know she's doing some struggling at this time of the year. We got the change of the weather, and it's challenging on all of us. This person hails from the state of South Carolina, Greenville, South Carolina. She's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, none other than Scarlett H. Black. How you doing, Scarlett?
Well, I'm here struggling with the pollen. There are a lot of pollen here in Greenville. It's Greenville for a reason.
Okay, that's why they call it Greenville?
I'm glad to be with you tonight, yes.
It's full of pollen. Well, that's awesome. That's good for it. Not to hear it in that manner, but we want to make sure it is positive being said, so we want to make sure that does happen. So what we want to do tonight, we're looking to have an outstanding show tonight. We're looking to get at some things and share some thoughts with you because we're talking to the real relationship guru. We have no filter. We want you to share your thoughts, and we don't want you to hold back. Now, the title of our show tonight is Being Real, Straightforward, and More or Less Upfront About Relationships. And that's what it's all about, being real, because you can't move forward in life when you just want to play the games that some people wants to play. So what we want to do is make sure we share some thoughts tonight in regards to being real, straightforward, and upfront about relationships. Now, we have two other experts that normally will join us, but they haven't joined us as of this point, and that's Dr. Olivia E. Smith out of the surrounding areas of Atlanta, and Lauren D. Smith out of Central Alabama, and they'll be joining us, and we'll make sure we give them their introduction as well. We got some exciting things we want to talk about tonight. Like I said, be real, straightforward, and upfront about relationships. And the first thing we want to look at is, it's a statement that I saw that I thought we could just share with everybody, let everybody join us in our conversation. If they don't call in, at least they can tweet us or text us and let us know exactly what's going on. One of the things I think was important about this statement is that it hits a point. And the statement is, girl, he don't really want you. Let that sink in just for a second. Girl, he really, really don't want you. And we're going to look at 10 signs to indicate that this person really is not interested in you. And sometimes it takes 25 signs for people to respond. And we want to talk about those signs tonight. So we want to make sure you join us while we're talking about it. And then you can share your thoughts, because the 10 that we may share with you may not be the 10 that you have in mind or the 25 that you have in mind. So we want to kind of get started with this topic and kind of share some thoughts about it so we can make sure we hit it on the head tonight. It's a girl who...
Did you want to read the 10 signs that you had? Do you want to go ahead and give them the signs that you had to go along with that statement?
Yes, and I'm gonna give you the signs, and we're gonna talk about, we might talk about all of them, but we're gonna try to share much expertise about the ones that we have, that we believe that really, really some people just close their eyes and put blinders on, they act like they don't see it or hear what's going on. The first one says, he's not around you, making no effort to be around you. Think about that. He's not around you. He never come around. And he don't want to be around you. But he's not capable of saying that because he's feeling like he's trying to hold on to you and probably whoever else that might be. But one of our statements we're going to talk about a little later is trying to hold on to something else. Something else. I'm going to say someone. I say something else. So the first one, he's not around and make no effort to be around. The second one, he loves to create drama. Come on now, before I move any more, Scott, I want us to talk about this. What we hear and what we may have seen in regards to an individual who don't really want to be in this relationship, but they create drama. Tell me your thoughts on that, Scarlett.
Well, I think that if they don't want to be around you, there is a reason. I think it goes back to some of your very first comments several weeks ago. Commitment. If someone you're hanging with someone who doesn't want to be around you, not making an effort to be around you, that's a good sign that something is not right in the relationship, and it's not a healthy relationship. You're not getting anything out of it if the only time they can see you is at their convenience, and not together as a couple or together in front of other people, family, friends, or whatever the case may be. If you're not out with that person in public, why are you being hidden? Why is the relationship not being known to all your family, friends, and loved ones? So that's something to really think about. You know, when you talk about someone doesn't want to be around you, is not making an effort to be around you, that's a dangerous signal right there as our number one.
Exactly. And what we have to keep in mind when we're in a relationship, we talk about how you classify what kind of relationship you have. I can go back to a couple of weeks ago, as Scarlett said, that we talked about whether you have this associate, you have this acquaintance, you have this person that falls in the friendship category of the relationship tier three, or in a romantic relationship. But if you had went through the phase in a romantic relationship and y'all have been romantic to the point you think you want to have something in the future, or have a commitment to have something in the future, then all of a sudden that person don't want to be around you. He's not making an effort. And I'm saying he, but as well as she, if you want to do it that way. It could be a male or female. They're making no effort to be around you. They don't want to be around you. They don't want to be around your family. And every time you have something going on, they make an excuse so they don't have to be there. Or they create this drama. You know, we're talking about creating drama that walks out the house and leave or walks away from you or don't call you so they don't have to be a part of it. Sometimes we have to be very careful about it.
Or have an argument before you leave, as an excuse of, well, I'm mad right now.
Exactly. You know, people are manipulative. They will manipulate you to do some things you probably don't normally do. So you have to kind of be careful. You know, that drama is coming because, you know, if you're not open to what's going on, if you're not aware of what's going on, they take that opportunity to create drama so they can get out of the situation. But if they're just blatantly not making any kind of effort, or blatantly every time you say, let's go down around the corner and go to over your mother's house or your parents' house or your friend's house, and they never want to go, that's a major reason. That's a red flag. That's a red flag, and I think you need to pay close attention to it. You know, we want you to be a part of it. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. You can join us. And you can share your thoughts on it. Just press 1, and we'll identify the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then we'll ask you to let us know who you are and your location. Again, he don't want to be around you. He's not trying to make any effort there. She's not trying to make any effort to be around you. And every time you want to do something together as a couple,
they create some type of drama. They come up with something. And those people manipulate you to the point that they're trying to manipulate their way out of that relationship. And we always have an answer for that, but we won't call that out. And I always give my favorite thing, but I won't do it right now. We'll talk about it a little later. When they're ready to go, you got to do. You got to get away. You got to get away. And the third one we have is everything is all about him. Come on, ladies, tell me this situation. Talk to me about this. Everything is about him. Anything you do, he makes it about him. Anything he do, he makes it about him. At no point he considered that he really wants to recognize those strong qualities that you have, because it's all about him. We call those selfish people that are not interested in nobody else but themselves. What do you think about that, Scarlett?
I agree. I think it goes back to, you know, defining the relationship from the very beginning. You need to know, what are you to that person? What are you? Again, are you just an associate? Are you just every once in a while casual hookup? You know, what is the relationship based on? What is it all about? And sometimes someone who's really into themselves, even when you're asking these questions, you know, and trying to define the relationship, they're very selfish in giving you answers even to that. They don't want the relationship defined because it's all about them, and they're going to define it as you go along. So you have to be very careful again. Who are you to this person? What are they to you? These are ground rules that you set from the very beginning. But with someone who's very into themselves, even trying to get to that point, maybe a difficult situation.
Exactly. And see, that's what we have to be very careful about that. We just have to really, really pay close attention. You know, everybody have a tendency through those first phases, first 6 months. You know, Steve Harvey had a book, I think 90 days or something like that. Looking at his book, talked about a relationship being 90 days before you can move forward. But you have to pay close attention to what's going on in that and around you, because, you know, when he's always talking about him and what he's doing and never recognizing anything that you're doing, you need to make sure you have a serious conversation with that person. Talk to that person, let them know that, you know, it takes two to make this relationship work. It can't be where it's all about you, all about you, all about you, you know. And it is a team effort. Ain't no I in team. And that's one of the things that a lot of people run into in a relationship. They just don't want to be straightforward. They don't want to be upfront. You know, they don't want to keep it real, like they said. Keep it 100, like the young people say. Keep it 100. Be straight up. It's all about him. You probably need to let him get into his own world, or her get in her own world and stay in her world, because you're not going to ever be a part of that world, because they all
thinking
about you just can't manipulate them. You can't push your way into it, because they won't let you, because it's all about
them. They won't
them.
Let you. Right.
Exactly. So when it's all about them, you have to let them go. All right, let's look at the next one. He doesn't really listen when you talk and doesn't remember what you tell him. You know, I have a hash mark. I mean, I have a hashtag that I always use, is communicate four with the number four, understanding. And the reason I use it relates to this statement right here. He doesn't really listen to you when you're talking. He don't listen to you. And I think that there's a difference between communicate to understand. I can communicate to you, talk to you. That don't mean you're understanding what I'm talking about. Understanding means you have to be listening, and once you listen, you're going to give a valid response. And that's what it's all about. That's what it's talking about. Communication is back and forth. But we know communication comes in all kind of forms. Body language can communicate something to you, you know. It's just not even their response sometimes. It's, you know, they may utter one word, and you can just figure that out. But you have to communicate for understanding. That way, both of you are going to listen to each other and see what's going on. So the statement is all about, you know, when you're talking, he's not really listening to what you're saying. And then in the bottom line, you know, he really don't care. The bottom line, he really don't care. You know, so he just want to talk, go back up to the other statement and the other topic we was talking about, or other sign, which was, it's all about him, all about her. They're not caring about what you have to say. So you have to realize these things so you can make the right decision, so you can move on in whatever direction that's good for you. And that's what a relationship. All this all these signs gonna give you an indication that you have to move in the direction that's best for you. Not exactly for other people to say, because they're being selfish. They're showing you they're selfish. They're telling you they don't care. It's all about them. And, you know, they create drama so they can get out of the situation. They don't have to be around you. And they're going to make you look, want to make you like you're bad at times when you're really not. All you're doing is trying to do something to build the relationship. You know, for one thing, those qualities that's missing, like honesty, we talked about this a while ago, trust. They're missing from when you're talking about these signs. These people are not ready to be honest. You want somebody to be honest with you. You want somebody to be trustworthy. And, you know, then you want them to be able to trust you as well. Then you want to be respected. If you're not being respected, that's a sign that you have to go. You can't stay there because you're just going to be beating on something as the door never open up. So make sure when you're talking, you know, you're communicating for number four, understanding. Not just to communicate, to understand, because a lot of times I can say a lot, you know, as a long-time educator, scholar, can tell you as well, you know, we be talking sometimes. We know that children don't be listening to what we have to say. Sometimes the adults don't be listening to what we have. They're like, it goes over their head because they come back and ask you the same question within 10 seconds after you answer, 15 seconds. So we have to keep that in mind
if the first three or four signs that has already been given, what's the thing you always say? Run, run, run.
My.
It's not happening.
you begin to see a pattern here. The pattern, you know, some people, and I'm at the point where I kind of see the first one, and definitely when the second one come up, when we talk about creating drama, you know, it's time to make a move. Someone has to. You can't stay there. You're not all about that. Don't make yourself spend time in a situation you don't really need to be in. All right, we got a couple more. We're gonna try to move forth, and we're going to kind of look at it in this way. We're going to kind of bunch them up two or three at a time, because we want to make sure we get to all the topics we have tonight. He doesn't care about your relationship with other men, even in the slightest. He don't really care about your relationship with other men. Wait a minute now. Is he using that relationship,
yeah,
your friend?
Say that one again.
He doesn't care about your relationship with other men, even in the slightness. He don't care.
Okay, now if you're already in a marital situation, that's not good. You shouldn't be, you know, there shouldn't be other men involved in your marital relationship. If you're trying to get to a marital relationship and you are using other men and vice versa, other women, to try to make someone jealous or to try to make someone really come to you, that's manipulative. You don't want to do that either, because eventually it's not an honest and healthy relationship. Something is going wrong. They've got to use other people to help you think you get what you want, or that you think what you want, that's what you want. Using people as pawns in your relationship, that's not good.
Nowhere close to being good. So you got to be very careful about that. You know, if he just simply, I don't care. Well, I'm going out with my old boyfriend. I'm going to use it. The reason I'm using that example, I was watching a program today, and there was a situation, and it was on one of these Discovery Channels. We was talking about the gentleman, the husband, had got a job, and he was doing real well, and the wife was a stay-at-home mom. She got bored there. She got bored, so she decided she wanted to be a truck driver. And being a truck driver, she had to go out with a training, go through a training program, and with her ex-boyfriend on the road a long period of time. That's something wrong with that situation right there. Something is missing. Just because you're bored and you don't have anything to do, don't try to take up this, because it's allowed to make that individual jealous. And that person really seemed to be, really wasn't caring from the beginning, but he eventually began to care. Sometimes that works and sometimes that don't work at all. It's the same way with when
well,
you say,
it's also
emotional.
Yeah, it's also emotional relationships in offices, businesses, or wherever, you're working. And, you go in, and sometimes, if there's something going on in a relationship and you go in and talk it over with a male friend or whatever, male coworker, and these emotional relationships start to develop, you need to be careful, because you're still having someone interfering. That's not solving your relationship with your significant other. That's adding more drama to it, because sometimes we think the grass is green on the other side, and we talked about that a few weeks ago about these emotional relationships and bringing other people into it. If you got a partner who doesn't care, then that's a serious problem, because both people, when you come into a relationship, you need to come in healthy and whole. The other person needs to be willing to do the same thing. Two healthy, whole people in a relationship makes a healthy, whole relationship. If one person is broken, if one person is not there, and it's a one-sided thing, like Doc said a few moments ago, there's a problem in Houston.
And that's what we have to keep in mind. When we start recognizing these certain things that's going on in your relationship, you have to begin to make some decisions how you want to move into the future with these relationships, because they begin to show you some things. I mentioned 5 or 6 things that you automatically, after you saw the first or second one, it's time for you to start checking this situation out. It's not checking out yourself. As Scarlett said, my famous thing is run as fast as you can. Don't stay there to see if it's going to get any better. Because you know what? If it goes to number 3, number 4, number 5, this person is attempting to remove you from the relationship. They don't want to be in a relationship with you anymore. And just be man or woman and say, be truthful with each other and say, we don't need to be together. We don't need to be working on a situation because of some of these things that already happened. These signs have already been shown. Just a couple more and we're going to move forward. Now, if you want to be a part of the call in number is 247-857-4192. If you want to be a part of, like I say, just press 1, and then I will identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I'll ask you to identify yourself and your location, and then you can join with your comment or your question. All right, a couple of more we want to touch on. He treats you the same as he treats everyone else, no different. Now, if you're in a relationship, he should be treated a lot different than he treats everybody else. I personally believe that. If he just treats you just like any individual that he run across, he sees you the same way. And this is not a situation that he wants you around. You remember, it was all about, girl, he don't really want you. He don't want you. So he's doing some things to show you, and you said, well, he's just having a bad day. He's not doing well. Well, you know what? He's doing exactly what he wants to do, because he's going to continue to create drama. He's going to continue to treat you just like he treats everybody else. And I'm saying, if he's going to be fair, but you are in a relationship. You know, a relationship requires you to be, be honest. You know, you got to be trustworthy. It requires you to have respect for each other. It requires you to communicate. And we talked about this before 2 or 3 weeks ago. And it requires you to make sure you have something in common. You got to have a connection. If there's not a connection because of some of these signs right here, that's an indication this is not the best relationship. And number one of all of those 5 things that's important to a healthy relationship is self-love. This person is beginning to totally disrespect you. This person is totally treating you as less than you should be treated. You should be treated better. But if he wants to be in a relationship with you, or she wants to be in a relationship, but she began to do some of the things that we have already taught, those signs are already showing up. It's time to make that run. Run, run, run as fast as you can. Go find you somewhere else to go, because that's not the place you need to be. All right, he never contacts you first. Raise your hand up and tell me. It's just like in school, right? He never comes. You always got to call him. Sometimes you always have to call her. And then when you call her, they may not even answer the phone. Or they call, or you call them, they say, well, let me call you back, and never calls you back. Isn't that one of them you encounter? Tell me if that's one you encounter sometime. And they never call you back. I'm going to call you back. I'll call you back. I can't talk with you right now. You know, the thing about it, I understand you might be busy, but at least you should honor what you just said. If a person is not a man or woman of their word, that's an indication that ain't the right person to be with. Keep that in mind. It may not be a sign that's going to be part of these signs we're giving tonight, but you got to keep it. If he's not trustworthy, he's not able to be trusted, if he's not honest, and if he's going to lie to you because it's something else he wants to do, you have to step away and run, run as fast as you can. 347-857-4192. Give us a call. Give us a call and share your thoughts on it. All right, Scarlett, we're going to move to a couple other ones. He openly mentioned other women he's interested in. He's in a serious relationship. Now, he's in a serious relationship with you, but he talks about the other women he want to be with. Scarlett, talk with me.
Well, that's not, he's not in a serious relationship with you. That's disrespect. You know, you, if you're in a serious relationship, you got an understanding. You have a commitment. He's not going to disrespect you by talking about other women he wants to be with or that he's been with. And then don't pursue the issue yourself by asking questions about previous relationships. Concentrate on the relationship that you're in now. If it's truly a committed, honest, and healthy relationship, he's not going to disrespect you like that, and she's not going to disrespect you like that as a man. It goes both ways. So, again, have you set the ground rules on what type of relationship is this? Is it an associate relationship? Is it a casual relationship? Is it a friend relationship? You really need to know from day one, what is this all about?
And you have
to make
sure you
know. Don't let someone disrespect you.
My. That's a mouthful right there, didn't say it, because, you know, you don't let anybody disrespect you. And if they do, you make your point correct. You make your point to correct them if they continue to do it, because you can put some of these things, that these signs that we're talking about and previously said earlier, fall in that era of disrespect. Just disrespect to you. But when he's talking about another woman, and I know guys and women, you know, some of the guys you be with them, they don't, you know, you be looking around, the guys look around, they be watching other women, you know, okay, he's disrespecting you to the point. If this person is seriously in a relationship with you and totally disrespecting you by talking about another woman, that means that she has piqued his interest. And his interest in her is more important than interest in you, even though y'all have a serious relationship. And then on top of that, there's another part that, and I read it, and I didn't want to read it all together, but I read it. It says that he talked about a serious relationship with another woman. This person is talking about another woman, then he also talking about, or other women, and he also talking about a serious, he called it a deep, deep friendship, and it's way beyond that. So you have to keep in mind, you have to make your move. You can't stay there forever. We're not talking about running away from anything that you think you can work on. But if people give you these signs that we have previously talked about, please make a decision that's good for you. Now, if you want to stay, you stay there. Accept that. But if you're being disrespected, if you're dealing with somebody that's not trustworthy, you're dealing with somebody who's not honest, you have to make that decision that you have to move in a direction. Because there's one thing about it, and I'm going to speak this because God is my my Savior and God, me. He has someone out there for you. And that person might not be it. That person might not be the one that you're with. And if they are, they're not ready for you, and you're not ready for them. When they got to learn to grow up and be a mature individual. And these things are not a sign of a mature. This is a sign of he's saying, girl, he don't want you. He just don't want you. He really
don't want you. I think that's a good point you made about the maturity issue, because people mature at different rates, in different ways, at different times. You might be in a place where that person hasn't reached yet, and you also take that consideration too. They're not where you are. And sometimes that's the immaturity factor, and you have to give them the opportunity that if this is somebody you really, truly think that you have a relationship with, you got to give them time to grow. And like I said, if they're not there yet, you know, you just have to either decide whether or not you're going to be patient and wait and think they're going to get there, or as Doc said, it's time to look for something else or go into a different relationship or get out of that one.
You know, it's just going to make it clear. Run, run, run as fast as you can run. I'm just telling you, because that person is not mature. That person is not mature enough to be able to do. And it's a reason why he's showing his immaturity, because he really don't want to be with you. So that's why he shows his immaturity. And sometimes it comes in the form of insecurity as well. And you got to realize, you know, immature and insecure, that's like mixing water with oil. And it ain't going to work out like you want it to work out. You have to keep that in mind when you're making decisions with many of the people we want to spend our time with. You know, say, girl, he really don't want to be with you. Or guy, he don't want to be with you. Either way you want to call it, or she don't want to be with you. Either way you want to flip-flop it and do it. We want to make sure you understand that they're showing the signs. You got to recognize the signs, and you got to find out by being able to communicate for the number four, understanding. So you can find out what we are. Are we moving in the right direction? If not, we just need to separate and move away from each other. Just a couple more, and then we're going to kind of move with some other topics that we have tonight. This one is, he flirts with other women in front of you. Come on now. Now, Scarlett, I'm gonna tell you like this: if this man or woman flirts with another man, or man flirts with another woman in front of you, that ain't nothing about flirtation. That's called disrespect.
That's what it is.
And when he don't respect you, you have a problem. He would treat you like you more or less, I don't want to say a second class citizen. To him, you beneath him, because he don't respect you. Or she say, I don't respect him. I can do what I want. I can say what I want or when I want to. I don't respect this man. I don't respect this woman. And when you see that, don't allow anybody to disrespect you like that. Again,
it doesn't mean that you don't, you know, come in contact with other people, you know, and speak and talk or whatever. But we know what flirting is. Flirting is not that.
Exactly.
Flirting is not that. Flirting is actually in your face. You know what it is. Listen, audience, you know what it is.
Exactly. In front of you. Just that's total disrespect. It can't happen. You need to run, run, run as fast as you can. You got to run. All right. One of the things that one more topic we want to kind of share our thoughts on, well, two more really, is your instincts are telling you he's not interested. You know, we have basic instinct. That was a movie many years ago called Basic Instinct. It's all about relationships and everything. Having basic instinct. We all have them. And the thing about it, when we're in a situation, something is telling us inside that this ain't right. This is not the person for us. It may be that person showing all these fantastic things and all of a sudden begin to show the real side of them. And when they show the real side, which is the representative side, to pull that cape off and say, here I is. And say it like they say, here I is. And you're like, whoa, this ain't what I signed up for. And if you didn't sign up for it, you need to make sure you move away from it as quick as possible. But that's another sign that he really don't want to be with you. He like what you have. He likes some of the goods you have, but he don't want to be with you. You know, just keep it real, up front, straightforward. He don't want to be with you, because you know what? Your instincts are telling you that, but you just don't want to do it. You know, I know I've been in situations, been in a relationship. Oh, just give one more chance. I can change them. You can't change people
Mm-mm.
you don't want
you
to be.
You can't change
changed.
Another person. Mm-mm.
You can only focus on yourself. Change.
That's
if you
right.
need to change, change yourself. But you can't change people. And the doctors is not excluded from it, because I thought I could do it in a relationship many years ago. I could change this person. If you show them good
Mm-mm.
and they couldn't say it. Some things are ingrained. Some things is just a part of a person. And no matter what you do for them, they still will not understand what you're trying to do, because they haven't matured to the point to understand that. Not saying they must not mature in age, but because of things they're encountering, where they have all these things been negative they've been dealing with. Now you're trying to show them positive, and they haven't experienced it yet. So the point is, you continue to do it, and eventually they're going to walk away from you. They're going to do one of these 10, 11, 12 things we're talking about. It's been about 11 now. When you talk, they're going to just completely walk away from you and leave you standing there. And it's a possibility. There's another topic we're going to talk about in a little bit, but we got one more thing we want to share in regards to one of the signs, and then we'll move forward. He doesn't get jealous if you mention seeing someone else. Let's go and say seeing another dude, seeing another woman. She don't get jealous. He don't get jealous. You know why? Because he's like this. He got 10% in and 90% out. He already out there testing to see how the grass is on green or not. If he's already out there checking it out. He already know I'm not gonna be with her no way. I really don't care what she do, but I'm gonna show her, because you have something that he's attracted to. I don't know whether it's financial. I don't know what it is. Just the kind of person you are. But he's going to stay around as long as he can stay, because he just believes that if I hang on to her, if this don't work out here on the other side of this grass green area, it don't work out, and it get brown, I can come on back to her. But then I'm going to tell you now, no, ma'am. No, ma'am. Do not. And then once you run as fast as you can run.
Run.
Don't turn around and run back the other way to that person. Because I'm telling you, no matter how whatever they share with you, they once they show themselves, believe what you see. There's no question about it. And it may come in the beginning. It might come in the midway. It may come toward the end. But once they show themselves, believe it. So it don't make them, you know, he don't care. He really don't care. You can't make, what's going to make him jealous for? That's not a good thing anyway. Make anybody jealous, because you don't know how they're going to respond to it. Some people can snap, you know, and they get very upset. So that's the kind of thing we need. But you can be a part of this, 347-857-4192. Call in. Give us your comments. Give us your questions that you have about relationships. You know, we have many of people checking us out on Facebook, you know, Instagram, and we do have quite a few on the line, but no one is pressing the number one. And once you press the number one, then we will recognize you the last 4 digits of your cell and telephone number. Then we'll ask you to tell us who you are, where you're located, and then give your comments and ask your question. All right, let's kind of move started to the next one, which is out of that girl, he really don't want you. Those 10 signs, which was more than 10, but there's nothing wrong. The more is better sometimes. The more you have, you may have some of your own you want to share with us. Not email us, text us, DR, call in, press the number one, so you can be a part of it. When love is based on sex, can a relationship work? That's the question. When love, I love you, based on sex, can that work? Can a relationship work? Scarlett, tell me what you think about that.
If that's the kind of relationship you want, if you've set those ground rules from the very beginning, that's what the relationship is. I know someone who had that kind of relationship every Tuesday night. It was the hookup night. And that's what the relationship was based on. He never took her anywhere. They were never seen in public. She understood that. They would meet at her place. She would fix dinner. And that's what it was based on. That's the only thing that he wanted. She said that was the only thing that she wanted. But deep down inside, she wanted more. And she felt like to get more, that's what she agreed to do, what the relationship was built on, nothing but sex. Eventually, she did leave the relationship and was married and finally married later on in her life. But initially, that's what, and didn't marry him. But that's what the relationship was built on. And I had, you know, it was sad because I know she wanted more. She just wasn't brave enough to just say it. But then when she finally got stronger and did find the courage, she left it.
And that's the direction you have to take. Again, when people show themselves, believe what you see, if they show that the sex is more important than just having a relationship with them or being, you know, caring for that person. Love is all about, again, you know, trust, honesty, and respect. You know, you got to have those things and being able to communicate, being able to feel that connection with that person. And that's what it's all about. And if you're not feeling any of those things, the only thing you're feeling is that good feeling, that having that hookup on whatever days you're hooking up on, then it's something missing there. And you have to make sure you find out.
Don't settle. Yeah. It's almost like you're settling because you think that's the only thing that you're worthy of or worthy of having. You don't, you know, just to settle, you know, she was settling because she felt like that's all that she could get. And eventually, I'm so glad and happy and proud of her that eventually she understood that she could have more. You know, there was somebody else out there for her, and she didn't have to settle for this type of relationship, but that's initially, that's what he wanted, and that's all that he wanted. That's all she said that she wanted, and we knew she wanted more.
And in a relationship, you decide to move from the associate tier to the acquaintance tier, the friendship casual tier, or move to the romantic tier. You are looking for something. And we said we love what that person's all about. We love things that person can offer us and everything. Is that really love? But you know, sex is one of those things that when you begin to lie down and open up and what I say, that temple, and you allow people to get into that temple, which is your body, they become a part of you in some form. And you have to be very careful about whoever you lay down with. And now everybody is not meant to be laid down with. And I'm just saying that. And some people may dispute that because some guys who are trying to put a notch in their belt as quick as they can, you know. But that ain't what it's all about, you know. When you're talking about love, yeah, you can love everything about that person. You know, I always have to – I make this statement when I talk to people and counsel people at times. I say, you know, it's a worldly love, and it's a biblical love. You know, a worldly love is I love everything about you. I love the way you smell. I love the way you look. You know, I love what kind of, you know, job you may have. I love what kind of things you're doing. You know, but when you get to the point, say, I love a person enough to do whatever it takes to be successful because I want to come together in a biblical sense, meaning that we want to be able to give ourselves as our Lord and Savior did for each and every one of us. That's love. You know, that's love. We really to be committed to someone and dedicated to someone that we would give everything we need to give to be to make sure that relationship is successful. And sex is not and shouldn't be the priority. You know, sex, you shouldn't be the first thing, and you get you grow to attached to it and you grown to liking it, and by liking it, then you think that's love. That's not always love. And we have to keep that in mind. You know, everybody says you fall in love every day. No, you don't fall in love every day. But God will have a specific person where you can fall in love. Now, you can be in love with people. You can be in love with the people around you, but to fall in love is totally different. That's another day's topic. We're going to talk about, you know, just saying I love you and being in love with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a different, two different things, and some people tie those up in one. And you have to check yourself, see if that person really falls in that category. So if you're going to put sex as the main thing to say I love him because he's good in the bed, well, you're not going anywhere very far, because that's going to last as long as that body's going to last. Let's keep it real. Sometimes we break down, you know, both sides. So if that's the only way you can keep me happy is the sex, then, you know, it's going to get old. And when it becomes old, I don't mean old physically, don't get me wrong, is when you do something, don't spice it up, it becomes the same old, same old. So you make sure you spice it. But
it,
I am
it
saying
a habit.
That's not love.
It's just, you know, it's just a routine.
This is like anything. And I hate to say it, it's like going to work every day. Get up and go to work every day. That could be the same way. It's a routine that you think you really have to have, but you can't call it love. Don't call it love. Don't call it that, because you are really dealing with a situation. That person will do 10 of these things right here that he, when he don't want you anymore, when the sex to him is not waiting and he ain't found somewhere to get at, he's going to do each one of these signs. Are you capable of recognizing these signs? Are you capable of doing that so you will not allow sex to be the only thing that makes that relationship work? Sex is not the main thing that's going to make that relationship work. We know it's a part of our world, it's part of our lives, but it is not going to make that relationship work. It's not going to be what you call love. You can love to do it, but not say, oh, I'm in love. So just one of the things you want to make sure you keep in mind when you're talking about where he really wants you anymore. Because when he don't want you anymore, sex ain't gonna mean anything, because he feel like he's getting it from somewhere else. All right, another topic we want to touch on. We got about 8 minutes started, and we want to make sure we touch on at least two of the topics I have here. If a romantic mate, a friend, well, you're in a romantic tier with a person, all of a sudden stop texting and calling you, what do you think that relationship is over with?
Well, I mean, unless you got to beat someone in the head, yeah, it's over. It was never really a relationship. I mean, it doesn't require the staff to understand that. You know, if they stop texting, stop calling, they're not coming around, they don't want to be seen with you, they don't want to take you out, this, that, or other, yeah, it's over. It wasn't really ever.
And that's the thing I think is so important in this discussion we're going to have in the next 2-3 minutes on this, is was it really a relationship from the beginning?
Yeah. Was it really ever a relationship?
Deceiving yourself? Are you deceiving yourself, or that person deceiving you, or you deceiving that person? Because for you to just cut off all line of communication, I just think the person deserves, and I'm going to say it depend on whatever situation, and sometimes you're in a physical situation where some abuse occurred, mentally, even emotional abuse, you might want to just kind of back up for a second. But if you're in a relationship, a romantic relationship, and all of a sudden stop texting and stop talking and calling and cut that person off right then, you know, no matter what you're going through, I think you should be able to, if you're been with that person through all, what, a year, 2 years, 3 years, you ought to be able to call and say, let us talk and let's communicate for understanding. And ain't we trying to get back together, but at least be able to discuss. It's just like in everything, in every form, exit interview. You want to do an exit interview and call it an exit interview, and that means it's over with, you know it's over with, but at least have, I don't know what you would call it, you know, something inside of you enough because you've been committed to and dedicated to this person for a year or 2 years that you ought to be able to call them and say, well, I want to talk to you for a second, and I want you to get a clear understanding. This is where it is. You know, we're not going to be able to do this, and just end it there. But to just stop, just cut off all line of communication and go 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks and so on, and for a person to sit around and wait for you, I see a problem with them, but I'm going to let them handle their own thing. And most people are going to move forward anyway because they all realize it's over with. It's done. And you're not communicating with me, and I'm not communicating with you. So that's something we have to keep in mind when we're dealing with situations like that. And we have one more we want to talk about right quick, Scarlett, and that's and this one is really two of them, but really tricky. It said, if your mate shows his or her, and I'm saying tricky because the way it's written up, unacceptable behavior, should you stay or leave? And this goes back to my term all the time, but I just want to hear your thoughts on that. Should you stay unacceptable behavior? It might be mostly.
Yeah. Unacceptable behavior.
Yes.
Emotionally or physical.
Mm-hmm.
Unacceptable behavior would be cutting out when you think you're in a committed relationship and another person is having a relationship with someone else and falsifying it or not revealing it or trying to hide it. All those things would be unacceptable to me, you know. And for women I've dealt with for so many years, they have found it to be very disrespectful again and unacceptable behavior.
Exactly.
If you're living together and the person is coming in and out, like you said, 90% out, 10% in, that's a problem in that relationship. Was it ever really what you thought it was supposed to be? And if you're not communicating, not talking about it, you really have a serious situation going on that you're going to have to get a handle on, and you're going to have to, again, decide, where are we going in this relationship? Am I going alone? Are we going together? Are we going our separate ways?
Exactly. And that's it. Just what we say. Hey, we're going to keep it real. We're going to keep it real. We're going to be straightforward. And we're going to be upfront with you about the relationship. That was the topic tonight. We talked about all those topics. And just to follow up, when they show that behavior, as Scarlett said, you have to run as fast as you can.
Right.
That's good. But we're about to wrap the show up because we have about 90 seconds. Scarlett, you got anything you want to say before we shut it down tonight?
No, I think I want to say just reinforce what you said. It was a good question, good statements you had tonight. Excellent. And some thought-provoking statements that I'm hoping that our listening audience shared in with us, even though they didn't, you know, ask the question, but thought about it. But as Maya Angelou said, if someone shows you who they are, it can be through words, communication, body language, whatever the case may be, believe them the first time. Believe
awesome.
It.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Scarlett. And I just want to share with y'all, we will not have a show tomorrow night on Talking Sports Plus. We'll come back next week. We got a show on Monday, Talking Real to You at 8 o'clock with Scarlett, Dr. Smith, and Lauren. And it's the only father and daughter blog talk show in the country. Several people listening, Connie Smith, Wanda Franklin, Chandra Carr, Dana Bizer. Our sister is 8-5 Davis Award Incorporated out of Philadelphia. She's checking us out. Regina Hill, Olivia Toomer, and Miles Brown, my former student down at Princeton. But we're about to wrap it up. It was enjoyable. I love you. And I have a thing you can do about it. Keep on grinding. Communicate for understanding. Have an awesome night.
Good night.